Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturday mornings with Jim Valley. Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, we got a lot to talk about. Boy, do we ever got a lot to talk about. Hey, we got a lot of AW in Mexico notes. Tonight it's AW versus CMLL, and that's taking place at Arena Mexico. Tomorrow it is the AW Dynamite Show, also in Arena Mexico. We'll tell you what's on the docket for that show. Tonight, of course, is NXT. We got last night's Raw, which was the fallout from SummerSlam. They are slowly building up a bunch of new stuff, but we got 5 weeks, not until the next PLE. We have 5 weeks until Sunday night's main event, and we have another 5 weeks after that before the next PLE. The next, yesterday, old Lance got on me. I said there's actually not a WWE pay-per-view in all of August, and SummerSlam, of course, was at the beginning of August, which basically was the end of July. But there is no WWE pay-per-view in all of September as well. So we got to wait until October for Money in the Bank, which is the next big show, and we'll take you through all of that. We also have what's going on with this Continental Cup. Yep, we got a Continental Cup in AEW. We got location for the Royal Rumble, February of 2027. Updates on Dragon Lee. I mean, I don't even know what to say about Johnny Russo giving advice to people. He's the head writer of NXT. I may skip that one for my own sanity. But a lot of stuff to get into here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline @gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo @BrianAlvarez. X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
I'm Ron Barr, and for a long time, I've been looking for a sport hat that's colorful, distinctively different, well-constructed, and makes a bold statement. I've finally found one. Check out allinlid.com, and you'll see what I mean. They're made with premium materials, breathable, waterproof, and built to stay comfortable all day, whether you're golfing, working out, on the water, or just wearing them around town. All In Lid isn't about what you wear, it's about how you think. That's allinlid.com.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance, old Lance, joining us here today.
Yes, the crazy guy that thinks the 1st and 2nd of August are in August.
Oh, get out of here, you idiot.
Well, are they not?
It was obvious what I meant when I said that. Now, let's talk about the real news here. Are you aware that Brock Lesnar has retired? I laughed, howled when I saw this story. Lesnar made things official on Tuesday during an appearance on the Pat McAfee show. He said he is retired from competing in WWE and, quote, everything else. With this part of his life now over, Lesnar says he's got some hunting plans coming up and wants to spend more time supporting his kids and their dreams. Because he spent so much time on the road with WWE over the last decade. I'm here today to do this interview to let the world and everybody know that I am retired. I want to say a big thank you to everybody Saturday and emotional. What are we doing here? Guys.
I suspect it's true.
I'm sure it is, but this is a classic example of how many times have I been told, let it play out. I was there at WrestleMania. I watched him wrestle Obafemi. I watched Obafemi beat him in 5 minutes. I watched Brock Lesnar take off his gloves and his shoes and lay it all in the ring and walk away. I saw everyone talk about his retirement. I immediately got the text, he's not actually retiring. We started talking about it. He's going to come back for SummerSlam.
Why do you care?
SummerSlam in Minneapolis. Why do I care?
Terry Funk retired like 100 times.
Guys, Lance. I let it play out. What was the story? Would you like to tell me?
Sure.
Okay.
He got beaten by another power guy. In the moment, he thought, I'm done. So he took his boots and his gloves off, and he left. And then the loss ate at him. So he came back and challenged Obafemi. Got a win over him. And then further decided that that wasn't enough, and he wanted to win the rubber match and top it because he didn't like Oba running his mouth. So he had one more match, Hell in a Cell, a match he'd never lost. He lost again, and he realized that Oba is the future. He is the past. He was in his hometown. He decided to hang it up, and he's going home to hunt, eat meat, and parent his kids.
Lance, you are an excellent fantasy booker, but that's absolutely not what happened. Lesnar retired at WrestleMania, and he disappeared for a little while. And then he came back and attacked Oba Femi. His advocate, Paul Heyman, was asked, why is Brock back? Paul's response was, he's not back. He's retired. But he's going to wrestle Oba Femi at the end of the month. Which he did.
This doesn't make the top 50
he won.
In plot holes in booking.
He
and
won.
You harp on it and harp on it.
Then, after winning, after beating Oba Femi, 2 weeks later on television, Oba Femi came out and said, Brock Lesnar has been ducking me. Why does he always run away? Oba then goes to win the King of the Ring, which he entered. He knowingly entered for a championship match. He won, but then decided, nah, I don't want that championship match. I want to face this guy again in Hell in a Cell.
After he was kicked in the balls.
So they do the Hell in a Cell match. Lesnar wins. And then Oba comes out last night.
Pay attention. Lesnar did not win Hell in a Cell.
Oba won, whatever. But Oba comes out last night.
Whatever.
And this is his... Well, this is all whatever. His storyline sucks. Oba's explanation last night is this.
Not in the top 20 of angles that suck.
Oba says, I beat Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. Brock Lesnar knew that I was the one. But then I thought, why did he come back and make my life miserable? I figured it out, he said. It was a test. He came back to find out if he was right that I was the one. And so he took me into that cage at SummerSlam. Notice he makes no mention whatsoever of the second match when Brock beat him with all those F5s. He took me into the deepest waters, but I swam to the surface. I passed the test. And now the beast can finally rest. That's the storyline.
No, that was his promo.
It sucks. It all sucks.
You suck.
Nah. This would have been, you know, Lance, you realize this would have been fine if Brock hadn't retired at WrestleMania? If he hadn't then had his advocates say that he was retired and he was going to wrestle while retired? Come on.
He probably leveraged a bigger paycheck by taking his boots off.
This person says, was this really the WWE plan all along? Still felt like Lesnar took off his boots and gloves as a surprise to... No, this was the plan from day one. Everything they did was their plan. There was no, let's go with this or whatever.
Yeah, so they teased the retirement to get pub with, oh my God, is he done? Is he done? Is he done? It's all just a work, Brian.
I know
and
it
why
sucks.
You're so obsessed.
It sucks. It's stupid.
Again, not in the top 25.
Okay, what's worse than that this week?
We had human monies on a pole.
That I have far less of a problem with.
We had
with.
People in a cloning machine.
Danhausen even said, have you ever watched wrestling? Put the money on a pole. He's right. See, 1,000 pole matches in wrestling.
And then the human monies wasn't even all human monies.
It okay, that was dumb. That was dumb. It was supposed to be real money on the pole, and then it turned out to be fake money. I mean, we want to talk about, like, you know, why is Dom losing two matches in a row when he's got a gigantic match with El Grande Americano for the mega title next month? I don't know. I can't answer that one.
Because babyfaces cheat.
Hmm. Now,
well, they did.
Let's talk about
to beat them.
This Continental Cup. So in order to do something between now and Wembley, AEW has come up with the Continental Cup. And it is a tournament.
He's a big fan of continents.
Without brackets. And this is how it's going to work. These are the 16 men in the tournament. Jon Moxley, who is the current Continental Champion. Nigel McGuinness, Jay White, Roderick Perry, Claudio Castagnoli, Orange Cassidy, Ace Austin, Jake Doyle, and Eddie Kingston. It was bad. There are several people in this tournament who I don't think have ever won a singles match on AEW television. That's beside the point. But there will be no outside interference.
But that's more problematic than whether he did or didn't retire.
There will be no time limits, and there is no bracket. Instead, they have put together, as Vince McMahon liked to say, a series of matches. Those being this Saturday on Collision, Ace Austin versus Claudio, Eddie Kingston versus Jake Doyle, and Orange Cassidy versus Matt Sydal. Next Wednesday on Dynamite, Jay White versus David Finlay. This was a blind draw, by the way. John Moxley versus Jack Perry. And then next Saturday in Vegas, Roderick Strong versus Kyle O'Reilly, blind draw. Etchy Cerro versus Brian Cage, blind draw. And Nigel McGuinness versus Shibata. So once all of these winners emerge, we'll have another blind draw for the next round. The semifinals will take place Glasgow, Scotland on August 26th. The finals will take place at All In. The winner will be the Continental Champion, and they will also get a big cup. So there you go.
So the title's not on the line.
No, the title is on the line.
But not during the tournament.
I don't know, man. I think it is.
So, like, if Moxley lost in the first round, we'd have, like, three title changes in this tournament?
Presumably, yes.
Because they didn't do that the last time.
I don't think that... Well, we'll talk about this after the break. Observer Live.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, I got one quick thing to say, then we got some breaking news here. So, with the Continental Classic, it's a round robin. So, if the champion loses a match, that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to lose the tournament. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, he doesn't need to relinquish the belt for a loss in the Continental Classic. This, however, is single elimination. So, presumably, if Jack Perry pins John Moxley, John Moxley is no longer the Continental Champion, but Jack Perry is not the champion, unless Jack Perry then wins the tournament, in which case he will get the cup and the belt.
So if Mox doesn't go to the final, the title's vacated until the final is over.
I presume so, yes. Got it?
Sure.
All right. Well, unfortunately, it appears that Dory Funk Jr. passed away.
Wow.
He would be 85 years old and an all-time great. The brother of Terry Funk, promoter in Amarillo, wrestled all over the world forever. And I'm talking, he was born in 1941, and he had his last match in 2024. 2 years ago, he had a match at the age of 83. I think it was the Onita match, yeah. So, wrestled all over the world, Japan, ECW, WWE, All Japan, and, yeah, very, very sad news.
Very much so.
Yeah. Did you ever meet Dory?
Oh, God, yeah. He was in Smoky Mountain when I was there. And I remember there was the big Night of Champions, and he didn't end up doing it, but he and Terry were in the main event. And he had joked backstage that he was going to glue a cowboy hat to his head so it stayed on the entire time just to try to compete with some of the wacky energy Terry brought. Unfortunately, he didn't. He also, because he was a All Japan foreign talent booker, and there was a period of time where Candido and I were talking with Dory about getting into the tag league tour there at the end of 94, so Dory was working to getting me into All Japan. Unfortunately, that fell through, but ran into Dory a lot. He was a really nice guy, and condolences to anyone in the Funk family or fans of the Funks, and a great loss.
Was he in ECW when you were there?
Dory wasn't, no. Terry was, of course.
Okay. What years were you there?
ECW?
Yeah.
Like 96 to 99.
He made appearances in, like, 97.
Well, he may have done one appearance.
Well, there you go, man. The second longest NWA World Heavyweight Champion of all time behind Lou Thesz. And, of course, he ran the Funking Conservatory, Dom, which was a pro wrestling school. And a lot of guys came through there. So very, very, very sad to hear that. Just came out, the news just came out here. Brian Blair, Cauliflower Alley, mentioned it. There's a story in the Ocala Gazette today. Marty Funk called to let me know Dory Funk had passed away. He had lived in Ocala so long that we claim him as one of our own. Early this year, we wrote about Dory getting ready to celebrate his 85th birthday, February 3rd. Learned more about how the couple had met. According to Marty, he passed away under hospice care today, August 4th. They had been sweethearts for 46 years, married for 40 years. He ran his school in Ocala. In April of 2025, a legacy inductee into the WWE Wrestling Hall of Fame. joining Dory and Terry. This is Dory Funk Sr., who was a legacy inductee. And they interviewed him during the Gazette, and he talked about learning from his dad on their ranch in Texas. So this article is up on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, if you want to click and read about that. And I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about Dory Funk Jr. Tomorrow with Dave on Observer Radio. It is, I mean, it's never, you know, good to hear that somebody passed away, but 85 years old, he lived a good long life.
An incredibly influential life in the wrestling business. My goodness.
Yeah, did everything. Did basically everything. All right, a couple of other notes here. Royal Rumble is coming into Arizona in February of 2027. Also, if you have any memories of Dory, you're welcome to send them to me. Text them, 425-780-7566. We can read some of those here. But the news just broke, 425-780-7566. Royal Rumble is coming to Arizona, February 2027. State Farm Stadium in Glendale. It is part of a multi-year deal. The TKO is struck with the Arizona Sports and Events Alliance. Includes events from WWE, UFC, Zuffa Boxing, professional bull riders. I seem to recall that when they announced that deal, I said they were going to get some big events like the Royal Rumble, and I was told I was wrong. Well, here we are. Royal Rumble. Going to Arizona. They had a Royal Rumble in Arizona 2019 at Chase Field. And they did the press conference today. So we don't have a date yet, other than it will be in February of 2027.
So if it's on like February 1st or 2nd, does that count?
That'd still be January to me. Because they're always in January. You know what I mean? Dragon Lee is hopeful to continue wrestling in WWE without undergoing surgery. A ligament tear in his thumb. He has expressed hesitation for getting the surgery. My last match, it was on TV. I came back to my locker room. My finger was swollen. I couldn't move. I was like, I don't know what happened. It's happened many times in wrestling. Doctor, he touched me. He told me, can you move like this? He said, had me get an x-ray, MRI. I have a ligament tear. I wanted to wrestle. I don't know how much time I'm going to be out. I don't want to get surgery. It's going to get surgery. It's going to stop me for 3-4 months. I don't want that. Told me this one, maybe I probably will wrestle. It's fine. Hopefully they let me wrestle. As we learn from many people, including probably most notably of late, Bianca Belair, it's not good to screw up those fingers. I mean, she broke a finger years ago. And, I mean, she still posts pictures right now of her finger. It is a mess. So,
And his is a thumb, which is way more important.
Yeah, in fact, that is what separates us, that opposable thumb. So hopefully if they tell him surgery, he gets surgery, because you do not want to mess with fingers and thumbs, because it can be a disaster. TKO, a financial results, second quarter of 2026. For April through June, WWE brought in $620 million in total revenue, up from the previous year's $556.2 billion for the same time period.
Million.
A million. The WWE total for January to June, $1.096 billion. $1 billion.
They're doing all right.
Do you know that in 2001... which was the, at the time, peak of WWE's revenue following the Monday Night Wars and going public and everything like that. Their annual revenue for the entire year, for that period that we all look back on and think that was the hottest wrestling has ever been. And they were so hot, they took out World Championship Wrestling. They took out ECW. Their annual revenue that gigantic year was $456 million. WWE this year brought in almost a quarter billion more. $620 million for one quarter. So anyway, they're making a lot of money. Now, with that said, we did get the information about the shareholder lawsuit. This, of course, was the lawsuit that the shareholders filed, claiming that Vince did not do what was best for business. He did what was best for himself. And unfortunately, fortunately for the shareholders, unfortunately for these people, they went about this all the wrong way. They were told, don't delete any messages, don't delete. Anyway, they deleted everything. And the judge was basically like, you guys are cooked. And so they settled. And the settlement will be for $105 million. That is what they must pay back to shareholders. Increase in operating expenses primarily reflected an increase in direct operating costs of $79.7 million. I think what's basically happening here is, of the $105 million, they're going to have insurance pay for $75 million of that. They will pay $30 million of that. But, of course, by having insurance pay for $75 million, their insurance premiums are going to just skyrocket. It is probably, Vince probably paying nothing of that because, you know, how things work. And that's the story. So, $105 million paid back to shareholders. So, there you go. All right, we're going to head to the break. When we come back, the Raw Report. Get Lance's thoughts. Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. What do you think of this long Raw show? Jeez, 2 hours and 37 minutes.
I watched it in two stages, so I didn't notice the length. I watched half last night and half this morning. But it's a trend with them. I struggle to find people I like on the show as true babyfaces, which decreases my enjoyment.
Which is ironic because all they have are babyfaces.
But they act like heels towards each other. Like, I know Roman's a face, or at least I think he is. He come out and seemed nice, and then LA Knight comes out and he's a bit of a obnoxious braggart. I know it's over, but as a 57-year-old Canadian, he's not polite enough for me. And he buries Roman, then Roman chickens out of a fight, and I'm like, okay, I don't like either of these guys. Becky comes back, and I'm like, oh, she's finally a face, and people can get behind her. And then they bring out Stephanie, who people like, and they face off, and I'm like, oh, I have to choose between these two now. And the baby faces cheat to win their tag match. I'm just like, can't we just have people I like on the show?
Nope.
Like, nope.
Yeah, this show is usually 2 hours and 24 minutes. This one was 2 hours and 37 minutes. And I think anytime Roman Reigns is going to be on the show, it's going to be a long runtime.
His entrance is the extra 13 minutes.
You're joking, but his I'm not. His the open of this show, the first 10 full minutes of this program was Roman Reigns' entrance. He didn't speak until 10 minutes into the program. And then he made a comment about, quote, beating the old man at WrestleMania, that being CM Punk. You know, it's funny. This is beside the point, but I reviewed WrestleMania, and I write a report for the front page and for my ex-subscribers. And just because I've been doing it since 1995, I put in my own star ratings. I don't personally take them that seriously. But apparently some people do. And it was brought to my attention yesterday that the folks on Reddit were outraged. Outraged!
Oh, no.
At the rating that I gave Cody Rhodes and CM Punk. Boy, were they angry. They could not conceive that I did not think that was a very good match. And, of course, I saw everything, you know. Oh, there was only one botched spot, they said, the moonsault. I was like, you didn't watch the match, did you? Because CM Punk botched a moonsault. They had a spot where he was supposed to dropkick Cody out of midair on a, like, Cody cutter. I don't even know what they did, but it was not the way it was supposed to be. Nearly killed himself on that elbow under the table where he landed on his feet. I mean, and there were, I mean, it was not a good match.
The fact that anybody cares what someone else rates a match is beyond me.
Whether well, it's
you, Dave, me, some random fan. If you like it.
But
if
here's,
you don't like it, don't like
here's
it.
Here's the point, Lance, okay? Listen, you're right. I didn't like it. If you like it, who cares? Like, feel exactly. free to like it, okay? However, what irritated me about it is no one can just say, I thought the match was good for this reason, whatever, okay? Like, when I write my report, I didn't think the match was that good. I wrote this much about why. I didn't just say it. Like, I didn't just say, that match was 2 stars. I explained in great detail why I did not like that match, okay?
No one's reading the details.
Now, what irritated me is that, like clockwork, okay, no one can just say, okay, you know, he didn't like it or whatever. Everybody had to go to, oh, Brian really hates CM Punk. Boy, does he hate that guy. And, you know, oh, allegedly Punk stole my girlfriend Maria in 2006, which the farther from 2006 it gets, the funnier this story is. I mean, I had to hear it all about all of these personal issues, still not over, brawl out, all this and that. Guys, I know that everyone is just, they got to freak out. But you want to know a funny fact about me and CM Punk? Lance, you want to know a fun fact?
Sure, I'm all about the fun.
Are you aware that CM Punk wrestled Roman Reigns at WrestleMania this year? And I was reminded of this because it was mentioned in this promo. Are you aware they had a match this year?
I recall briefly, vaguely.
Are you aware that I gave that match 5 stars?
I wasn't, because I don't care about your ratings.
Lance, it's a match involving Phil, CM Punk.
That guy you hate.
I gave that match 5 stars. And you know what? I didn't even realize this until I had to go back because I was irritated. Do you realize that at the previous year's WrestleMania, there was a three-way with Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, and CM Punk. And do you know what I rated that match?
Did you give that 5?
I also gave it 5 stars. So, in fact, old CM Punk, old Phil, the guy I have a personal vendetta against, the only logical explanation for me not liking that match at SummerSlam, I actually gave both of his WrestleMania matches over the past 2 years 5 stars.
You've been nicer to Punk than Dave's ever been to Kurt Angle.
Do you think this will end up on Reddit? I'll bet not.
I guarantee I'll never find out.
But anyway, Roman Reigns mentioned beating the old man in that 5-star match at WrestleMania. And then said, I can only acknowledge so many people, but you guys are welcome to acknowledge. So they all sing Seth's song. Then LA Knight.
It took a while to figure out what he wanted, though.
Yeah, they did take a while. LA Knight then comes out, and he cuts his big promo. He wants a match, and he's angry that the last time they wrestled, 50 Bloodline members ran in to prevent him from winning the title. But lo and behold, this past weekend, nobody ran in. He goes, I want the match with you where nobody runs in. Roman's like, what are you talking about, man?
Let's make that a literal step.
What have you done?
Nobody runs in.
You won a 6-man, he says. Wow. Have you won a tournament, a battle royal, a big match, a Continental Cup? No, you have not. So you're wasting my time. So as he leaves, LA says, you know what? Man, you are so cool, especially when you're not standing in front of me. I have earned it time and time again, and it took you and 38 guys to stop me. You use numbers and sneak attacks. You're on another level because you hold the belt, but you're not on my level. When you figure out how to buy a pair, you know what? You come back and you talk to me. I'm out of here. And that made Roman upset. He's gotten to. And he leaves. And I thought LA Knight was awesome on this show. I thought he was great. What a troll. Javon Evans and Ethan Page.
You like trolls. You're just complaining about a minute ago.
I like them when they're good.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Like Tom. Tom knows the buttons to push to make me swear at him on national radio. But it's like, he's good at it. Javon Evans and Ethan Page, they had a good match, but, you know, it's my most hated match in 2026. Let's take the babyface and just beat him and 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 beat him. And every time he starts to come back, let's beat him more. And then he'll finally get like that big thing at the end and win. And it's like, it was not a showcase for Javon at all. Like, he eked out a win over this guy, only to immediately be killed by the debuting Big Cass, who later in the show noted, you were just there. It was nothing personal. Just had to kill somebody. This would have been funny if it wasn't depressing. But I've grown used to it, so I don't care anymore.
The thing that stuck out to me was the announcers going on and on and on about how Javon has shown a new serious edge and he's more, you know, gritty. And I'm like, when did this happen? And then he come out and he's doing the bouncy, fun, exciting wrestling. And I'm like, where's this new edge you talked about him showing? And it's like, at one point in the match, he threw like 3 punches and they're like, there it is. I'm like, it's the same likable, exciting Javon. I don't know what you're talking about.
We had Roman chewing out the bloodline, and he makes it abundantly clear You had your chance with LA. You failed. Leave that guy alone. I'll handle him. So he leaves, and LA walks right up, and he's heard this. And so he starts trolling these Usos because he knows they can't touch him because Roman will get mad. Another excellent segment with LA Knight. Royce meets with Jacob. He goes, listen, we're supposed to be brothers. We're family. But Jacob has been told otherwise by Roman Reigns. He says, no, we're not family. You're just one of the boys. So tonight, it's me versus you in a street fight. And he vows to dog walk him. Liv came out for a promo. Talks about how she's the greatest of all time, greatest women's champion. It's going to be the longest reigning champion. And tonight, Roxanne will embarrass Sol Ruka, prove we run Raw. Turns out they did, basically. It's Roxanne and Sol Ruka. And Sol starts a comeback and goes for the Sol Snatcher, and Liv just punches her for the DQ. These fans hated this finish, and it sucked. And then everybody destroys Sol, and we never see her again. She's just gone.
Becky comes out. You think she's making a save, and it's like, nope.
Nope, Becky was there all for herself.
They rolled Sol under the ring and told her to stay quiet.
But Becky has returned as a babyface, so that's good, I thought. And then she gets in the ring, and she has a stare down with Liv. They go back and forth. And Stephanie's music ends up hitting. She returns as well. Takes out Roxanne, Raquel, and Liv. And then gets in the ring for a stare down with Becky. Another babyface versus babyface feud.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
They could have high-fived, and I could have liked both of them.
Brock video package. Oba walks up, says, make sure you tell Brock thanks for everything he did. Paul says, I'll tell him. They shake hands. And that led to a segment later. Then we had the Oba promo we talked about earlier. As he's leaving, he runs into Braun Breaker on the ramp, and they have a stare-down, which allows Michael Cole to just start going on and on. We got so much young talent in this company. There are so many young wrestlers. You know who else had a lot of young wrestlers? World Championship Wrestling. But the problem was, they never got anything. And in fact, it looks like the big feud is going to be Oba Femi versus Braun Breaker in a battle of young wrestlers with absolutely nothing on the line. For all of you talking about how, you know, Oba didn't give up his title shot, he just delayed it. Dude,
no, he gave it up.
This guy came out and made no mention of the championship whatsoever. He made no mention of the belt. He made no mention of Roman Reigns. He made no mention of, you know, I'm going to get my title. Nothing. Nothing. He just said he's going to lead a youth movement. It's just, it's done, guys. He gave it up. He's got to win it back somehow.
He'll win the Rumble.
Braun killed Joe Hendry.
Boy, did he ever.
Yeah, he did. And then Theory jumps in, and who should make the save but Tozawa? Tozawa sent Theory packing, so I guess he'll die next week. We had Chad Gable doing a promo, which led to Chad and Penta versus JD and Dom. And yes, the babyfaces did cheat. I'm not going to lie. But it is a match with the Judgment Day where, like, it's like House of Torture. There's 8 million people that always interfere in Judgment Day matches. So they just got their revenge. And then the main event was Fatu submitting Royce Keyes. And then, man, he killed this guy dead as a doornail. He destroyed him afterwards. Royce is bleeding. He put the chair around his neck. Hip attack in the corner. Pretty much built it up like he's out of here. For a while, at least. And then the show ended with Roman saying he wanted to talk to Ray about Triple A. I'm not making that up. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I swear this is how this Raw show ended. Roman goes through the curtain, and he runs into Ray Jr. And Ray says, "Roman, are you aware I am the general manager of AAA?" And Roman Reigns, I swear to God, says, "I am now."
Thanks for paying attention, bro.
Wow. Wow. If we didn't bury this place bad enough by beating Dom as the mega champion two nights in a row. "I do now," says Roman Reigns. Ray then says, "I would like to run something by you." And they walk off. And that's how Raw ended. I was like, wait a second. What? Like, it's not, like, it's just ironic because you want, like, Roman is going to do something with AAA. That's all fine and good.
Well, unless Ray just wants the bloodline, guys.
I guess he may just want the bloodline for some tag thing or something like that. But it's like, God, he buried them 6 feet under. Like, if you know that you in some way are going to do a storyline involving AAA, why would you bury them like that? It was just bizarre. It was totally bizarre. So anyway, it's a long, slow build to Sunday night's main event and Money in the Bank. So hopefully it picks up from here. Yeah, guys, NXT is tonight. And we got the Underground match, Kendall Gray and Lola Vice for the NXT Women's title. Could be great. Depends on time and such. Vanity Project versus Miles Bourne and Tavion Heights for the tag titles. Ren Sinclair and Zarya for the speed title. If Ren wins, she gets a shot at Zarya's title next week. And Jada Parker and Thea Hale versus Carmen Petrovich and Nikita Lyons. Thank God Tom will be back tomorrow to recap two of his favorite wrestlers on this show. And maybe his favorite wrestler in the entire business, Nikita Lyons. So that's going to be tomorrow. And, yeah, thanks, Lance. I think he'll be back later this week. We got to figure that out. Playing it by ear. But that's it. So we'll talk to you next time, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.